The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. In just the past few years, artificial intelligence has exploded into our society. AI has also been one of the biggest game changers in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision. Today, we are going to be talking with Sean Keene of AI for the Blind about artificial intelligence, what it is, how it's benefited the VI community, and what's on the horizon. Sean, I want to thank you for your time today. It's greatly appreciated, and I am tickled to death to get into this.
Well, thank you so much. I know that's an earful, a mouthful of trying to figure out how to categorize me and explain what and who I am. So, Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about you a little bit before we get into AI. Who is Sean Keene?
Sean is a blind guy that was born in the 70s in Texas. I live in North Texas. I live in Fort Worth. And I've grown up in Texas, lived in Texas most of my life so far. I started out kind of in the system. I mean, I've started as a blind kid in school, and I learned Braille and technology. And really, technology is something that started out when I was about maybe 10 years old, and it stuck with me. I'm 50 now, and the best blind line in the world is when people ask you if you've been blind all your life, you can say, not yet.
I am so going to use that.
It's great. It's a great icebreaker. It really works good.
So. I heard one the other day, and it was, because I'm legally blind myself, and I heard a great one the other day, and it was, I'm not legally blind, I'm illegally sighted.
Yeah, so I'm blind, I'm totally blind, I'm totally out of sight, whatever you want to call it, and I have fun with it. It's my life. My wife is blind as well. I mean, we're a blind couple, and we have experiences that sighted people don't. I mean, that's me. I was a tech trainer. I started out, that got me into the assistive technology field. I used to go around and teach blind people how to use computers and low vision stuff. I've evolved over the past couple of years, and now my major focus is with AI. And I'm happy to talk about that.
And it's funny because my first experience with assistive technology was this Godzilla-sized CCTV that literally took up the entire table. And then you've moved on to computers and smartphones, and people are going, wow, I can use this. And now with artificial intelligence, that is just making the sky the limit.
It really has, and people get scared. They hear that term, AI, artificial intelligence. They think, oh, man, I don't know. And first of all, people don't know what it is. I mean, and let's just break it down.
Let's go ahead and talk about it a little bit.
AI is just short for a really smart computer. And a really smart computer that can understand language, that can understand images, visual content. And that's really the thing is people get stuck on AI, or they still get stuck on the terminology. And all it is a really smart computer that can really help you do some amazing things. And my day job, I work for an AI company. It's called Envision Technologies. And Envision makes these really cool AI glasses for blind people. Mm-hmm. And Meta makes these AI glasses.
Yep.
They're not for blind people, but they're made, and they do work for blind people. The whole AI field is just really exploding right now. And my job, in a sense, is to try to make this simple, try to take this complicated idea and explain it to everybody in a simple way. So I'm always thinking of ways to, how can I connect the dots? How can I make this? Because it's not hard. It's a computer that you can communicate with in normal, everyday language. So, you know, like if we had an AI bot here with us right now, we could talk to it just like me and you are talking. And and that's the beauty of it, is that it's just simple language. Now, In saying communicating with AI is just communicating, just talking your way to the computer, there are some things that help to get better output. Meeting a new person from a new country or a new state or another place, I mean, you're going to start out learning how to communicate with that person. And it's the same thing for AI. there's some wordings, there's some phrasings that help you get better content. So that's, in a nutshell, AI is just a really smart computer that you can talk to.
And, you know, you mentioned both the Envision technology glasses and the Meta glasses as well. While, yes, those were not designed for the blind and visually impaired community, man, have we latched onto those things because of the AI. And I've actually started looking into the Meta glasses just for the simple fact that there are so many apps that you can pair with them to use. You know, there's the Be My Eyes. I know there's other ones, and I'm drawing a blank on them right now. But
Ira?
Ira, thank you. You know, just being able to use the AI part of it, and now with AI, you don't even need a live person most of the time. You know, I'll throw that little caveat out there, most of the time. If you're going through an airport and you're trying to find your way to where you need to go, I'm really looking forward to when you can put the glasses on, use the AI, and watch a movie and let the glasses do the audio description for you.
There is a lot of things that people are doing, you know, like with audio description and visual descriptions and navigate. I mean, there's Glide. Glide's the mobility cane, the blind cane, where that's basically AI driven. So there's just a lot of things coming out. But let me talk about Meta. Everybody's excited about Meta.
Okay.
And I'm wearing Meta glasses right now. I love them. They're great. One thing I like about them is I'm sitting here working on a computer all day. If I forget how to spell a word or something, I can just say, "Hey, Meta," and ask it a question like that. So it's funny. I've posted on my group that we'll talk about in a bit is in some ideas, and I said, "Hey, I got some things that aren't AI related about these Meta glasses, like checking the time and the weather and the and all that stuff." So, but Meta made this device, these glasses, and who they are made for is people that get on Meta's social media platforms. They're made for recording videos and taking pictures of your kids, and that's great, and they do really good at that. And by mistake, they have tools for everybody, really, that can help anybody, but they're not assistive technology. They're not made specifically for blind people. They have some features that work really good for blind people, but that's the major difference that I think people want to understand between the differences between specifically the Meta glasses and the Envision glasses, is that the Meta glasses will work. They do some pretty cool things. They don't read very well. You know, if you're trying to get specific text from a page, you probably won't get it with Meta glasses. You might get a summary of what's on that page, but if I hold up my electric bill and ask what the account number is, my Meta glasses won't tell me that. The Envision glasses will.
Interesting.
So that's kind of the thing, and I'm not here. I don't want people to say, "Oh, he just works for Envision." You know, that's not how I. That's not me. I'm an honest person, and I'm just telling you that Meta is a neat product, but it's a gimmick. I mean, it's cool and it works and it does some neat things, but it's not made for blind people, and it's not going to give you the same kind of information that blind people need. Maybe with Be My Eyes, maybe with Ira, when you're using a human, yes, but not using the AI. People always say, "Well, Meta's got these 12 megapixel cameras, and you only got a 9 megapixel." And I'm like, "Yeah." And Meta also takes pictures in portrait view, and when you're trying to read text like that, it's like seeing slivers of the page at a time.
They're geared for people who are producing content that you're going to watch on your phone. And you know, as you know, probably well as I do, that 99.9% of the people out there, when they're shooting video on their phone, they shoot it in portrait mode and not landscape. And then when you try to go back and watch it on a regular screen, that's why you've got the sliver.
Yeah. And that matters when you're doing OCR. And so like the Envision glasses has a 9 megapixel camera. Oh man, that's 3 megapixels less than the Meta glasses. But it takes the picture in landscape view, which is an 80-degree field of view, and you can't get that with Meta.
And the thing with the 3 megapixels, most people, even well-sighted people, are not going to notice the difference unless you're a photographer or a videographer.
And I think this is what it was. Back in probably 2000, 2010 or so, when we had this really amazing app called KNFB Reader.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, the whole thing back then about how they wanted to get OCR on the phones is they needed at least a 5-megapixel camera. And the Nokia's phones, well, that was back then, that, they were one of the first phones to have a 5-megapixel camera. I mean, that was a big deal 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
Artificial intelligence is the topic today, and we're talking with Sean Keen, who is with AI for the Blind. Sean, do you think we are almost to the point where we'll be able to take a pair of AI-equipped glasses and go to, say, a live event or go to the movies and have what is going on described for us?
Yes, and there's ways of doing that now. There are ways of doing that with the technology now. It's being creative. And you're going to probably have to wear earbuds or get some, you know, something. I mean, it's going to take some work. But eventually, in about 2 years, I would say, 1 or 2 years, we're going to have a device. It'll be a different device than what we have now. And that's what everybody's – here's another question I get all the time is on-device descriptions. So right now, all of the processing for all of the glasses on the market, whether it's Meta or Envision – a lot of the AI or all of the AI processing is done in the cloud.
Yeah.
So when you take your picture, boom, it's sent up in the cloud and that computer up there is doing all the work and then boom, it's sent back. And so what happens with that is some really intense processing. And you just can't do that on an iPhone. When those new AI glasses come out where you can just press a button and it snaps a picture and instantly describes it, that's going to be a lot of intensive processing. I mean, those things are going to get really hot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And just explaining all that, because most people don't understand how the AI is working. And I'm saying that you will be able to go to a sporting event and sit down and say, all right, we're at the theater here and I'm about to watch. You know, you'll be able to communicate with your device, whatever device it is, just like that. You'll be able to sit down in your seat and say, all right, play's going to start here in 5 minutes. So when it does, give me a full, you know, rundown. And or you'll set that up before you even get there.
Yeah.
You'll have that all figured out. And it will work. And it'll be probably in about a year or two.
And that's totally awesome. I can't wait for that. But in talking about all of that information that has to be sent up to the cloud for processing, it does kind of bring up an Achilles heel right now for artificial intelligence. That is, if you're somewhere without good internet access, say a cruise ship, and you're trying to learn about something that's on the boat or read a sign, by the time all that information has been sent up to the cloud, processed, and sent back to you, you know, you've moved on.
Yeah. I completely understand what you're talking about, you know, on a ship. And that would be really hard to do with AI currently because of the cloud processing. Everybody's been talking about this live mode that Google has and OpenAI has and Meta. The Meta glasses, if you have the Meta glasses, you can get your serial number. There's some website out there where you can put your serial number into it, and it gets you added to the live beta for Meta. Meta has their own live mode that you can use with your glasses that you can test out. And that's really neat, but what people need to understand is right now that's over a data connection. And if you can imagine, sending video is a lot of data.
Oh, yeah.
And so streaming that while trying to talk to your device, you know, that's a lot of stuff going on. So it's going to be cool, but it's going to be slow.
Yeah.
And everybody gets caught up in, oh, man, you know, video, that's awesome. They don't think about over 5G.
We've been talking about AI a lot. Let's talk about AI for the Blind. What is it? And how did it evolve to what it is today?
It's the craziest story you've ever heard. So
let her rip.
So in 2022, all this got started for me, and really I should go back to 2021. January 2021, I had a stroke and I lived, and I'm here to talk about it, and I was really lucky. And like a year, maybe 6 months later, November of 2022 is when OpenAI came out with ChatGPT, and AI kind of took me over for about a year and kind of changed my life. And I started a podcast, or when I started it, it didn't even have a name. And then for a little bit, it got called We Speak. Mm-hmm. And so We Speak Live was the podcast for a year. And as I made this Facebook group, originally called We Speak Live, but this whole podcast was centered around AI and learning about it. There's an interview with Mike Buckley of Be My Eyes on there. Mike's become a really good friend and has really, really been supportive of my group and what I'm doing. And so last May, I got the kind of random ideas like, hey, let's rename the podcast AI for the Blind and just connect everything all together like this. So AI for the Blind is a group on Facebook of now over 7,100 people that just want to learn, you know, about AI and how to use it and how to make music from text or pictures from text or learn about the different apps or devices, whether it's Meta or ARX or Envision or you know, whatever it is. It's an open forum. AI for the Blind is both a podcast, it's a Facebook group. Anybody's welcome to come join the madness, I like to say. Now it's expanding even more. The podcast is up over 13,000 listens. There's a couple of new social media platforms coming out. One is called Chatter Social. That's an audio-based social media platform we're expanding to. I hope to have 2,000 people on there by December. We're at 32 right now, so we're moving right along. Progress is progress. It doesn't matter if it's 1 or 500. Doesn't matter. It's all progress.
Exactly. So when I was researching AI for the Blind, I noticed that you have some core values, and I want to give you the opportunity to talk about your core values and how you came up with them.
There's some AI portion of everything I do. The AI for the Blind, it's birthed a lot of new ideas. And one of those is this thing called Project 70.
I was going to ask you about that. What is Project 70?
So the idea is that blind people are unemployed, like they say 70%. Yeah. I think it's closer to 90%.
I think you're right.
Because a lot of times what happens is people get underemployed. If you're blind, you're just desperate to get any kind of job out there. Mm-hmm. So you'll take anything, doesn't matter what it pays, just to have something. So you have a lot of people that, end of the day, they don't have any money. They already paid the rent. They bought their kids' schools, you know, something. And they're just strapped. So the idea behind Project 70 is that if you learn how to use AI or learn how to prompt and learn how to use make AI work for you, and I'm not promising that you'll go get a $1 million a year job or you know, you'll have a perfect life, but something amazing will happen. So my Project 70 concept is that if you teach people how to use this technology and like give them the skills, let them go figure out what they do with it. And it could be getting a job. And I think overall, if we get 1 million people or 10 million blind people using AI, something's going to change. And in my 50 years of being on the planet and the last 50 years of being a blind guy in this challenging world that we live in, it's time to do something different. You know, let's try some new ideas, because what y'all are doing ain't working.
Exactly. With the exception of two, every job I have ever had is part-time.
Yeah, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody by saying this, but I always say, man, we ain't good enough to work at 7-Eleven. And it's because it would take so much accessibility and everything that it wouldn't be worth it.
You know, it's funny. I was working in broadcast radio through the digitization of the industry, and what used to be done using reels of tape and straight-edge razor blades turned into using digital editing stations with these really small screens that made it almost impossible for me to do the job. The ADA wasn't quite around yet, and the accommodation I managed to get for myself was a monitor arm so that I could pull the computer monitor closer to me and see what was on the screen, and then installing the Big Arrow program, which turned the mouse pointer into something that was about 5 times larger than its normal size. Assistive technology has made it much easier for people with visual impairments to get accommodations. And I think that artificial intelligence is only going to take that to the next level.
In the next probably year, I think ultimately blind people are going to be editing videos with AI. Blind people are going to be creating images. You know, you're going to have social media managers who are blind. This technology is just going to open up so many opportunities for people, and it already is. I mean, it changed my life. It changed a lot of people, you know, people I know, and it's as much or as little as you make of it.
Detectives is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Sean Keene, who is with AI for the Blind. And Sean, we've been talking about Project 70. What other services are available through AI for the Blind, and how can people apply for them?
And it's real simple. You know, it's not even that so much. It's just come join us. Come look for us on Facebook under AI for the Blind. I mean, we're one of the most popular places on Facebook right now. I mean, we're literally growing by thousands of people every week. The momentum is insane. I mean, this is all essentially happened in 13 months,
That's
this
awesome.
Kind of growth. I mean, that's unheard of.
That's
you know?
Incredible.
And come join us on Facebook. We're working on a website, like a one-stop shop to learn how to use AI. And it's kind of, and, I mean, it's not all about me, but I am making kind of a journey, kind of my journey, like how I kind of got through this. Because I have collaborations with Vanderbilt University and Coursera. The best way is just to come join the group and get involved and ask questions. There's so many helpful people there. We're all hobbyists that enjoy doing this, and we're willing to, and we want to take it to another level. You know, and there's things where there's initiatives, there's a nonprofit. AI for the Blind is officially a nonprofit now. There is so much we want to do. Have you ever read those books? I think the most notable category is called historical fiction.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
They're books where they take like a real historical story and then work like a fictional story into it. So it's entertaining, but you learn some. That's something I've always liked is taking things and making them like fun to learn. So one way I do that is with music. And so I have this, it's, I call it my AI band. It's called Velvet Circuit. Okay. And you can check it out on any streaming service. And one of our AI songs is a song called Painting with Pixels. And you can ask any of your streaming services to play Painting with Pixels by Velvet Circuit. Painting with Pixels is a Christmas song about this lady that's basically lonely, and she's using her computer to make AI images for Santa. And there's actually an AI image prompt in the lyrics. So if you go and put that in an AI model, it'll make the picture of the song. The idea is that you learn something and with not even knowing you're learning something.
That is cool. You mentioned earlier how you're growing. What do you see in AI for the Blind's future?
There is the website. That's going to be a 24-hour, nonstop, one-stop shop place to learn about AI. Chatter is the social media channel that it's an audio platform we're going to be on. We already have a channel there. It's called AI for the Blind. You can follow us there. Chatter is a new social media platform that is all audio-based. It does have some video portions, but essentially it's all audio. So you go into a room full of people and you can talk via voice and just, you know, have a good old time. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have that as our kind of like our meeting spot, our place for people to come, and we'll have rooms on making AI images or maybe making music, or maybe we'll have an open mic one night where people sing the songs they made with AI or something. The sky's the limit.
Let me go over just one more time, if you would, or let you go over one more time, if you would. What are all the ways that somebody can find out about AI for the Blind?
Get on Facebook and search for AI for the Blind. I mean, that's the gateway right now. We want to be everywhere that blind people are. And blind people aren't on every platform like sighted people are. I mean, there's places where blind people tend to congregate, and then there's places where we don't. I mean, it doesn't make too much sense on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
hey, I know a lot of sighted people that don't use Instagram, so.
Yeah. So we try to be where blind people are. And, you know, like Chatter is a new place. There's another new social media thing coming called Neptune. It's an experience I've heard that's similar to MySpace and TikTok.
Okay, I'll have to check into that.
Facebook overall, for right now, in the future, I want us to be everywhere.
I hear you. Is there anything else that you would like to add that I missed or forgot to ask about?
I get asked all the time, how do I use AI, or what would I even do with it? And I always tell people the same thing, like ask it the one thing you've always wanted to ask somebody. I can't tell you what it'll tell you. I don't know what your question will be. I don't know what the output will be, but you will be amazed.
Definitely. And with that,
I am going to thank you greatly for your time. It was appreciated, and I've enjoyed it.
Me too, man. This was fun. We'll do this again for sure.
Thank you very much, Sean.
You have a good time, man. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
During our conversation, Sean mentioned one of the things he likes to do is to produce music using AI. Shortly after our discussion, Sean sent me a song that he produced solely using AI about the North Carolina Reading Service.
In a world that's full of stories, you don't have to feel alone. North Carolina Reading Service brings the words right to your home. From news to inspiration, and podcast play on cue, just say Alexa, tune it in, and we'll bring the world to you. Listen live, feel the vibe, let the words take flight. North Carolina Reading Service, shining day and night. Support, volunteer, and donate today. Together we're reading, lighting the way. Dial in with Zeno Radio or stream us on the go. Podcasts keep the knowledge fresh. There's so much to know. From headlines to history, from food to garden dreams, discover endless treasures through our vibrant streams. Listen, live, feel the vibe, let the words take flight. North Carolina Reading Service, shining day and night. Support, volunteer, and donate today. Together we're reading, lighting the way. For the sighted, for every eager ear, we're building up connections, bringing voices near. Volunteer and join the cause, make a difference here. North Carolina Reading Service, your guide so clear. Listen, live, feel the vibe, let the words take flight. North Carolina Reading Service, shining day and night. Support, volunteer, and donate today. Together we're reading, lighting the way. Click stream or call us, let our mission inspire. North Carolina Reading Service, the voice you'll require. Listen, support, and share the news. Together we're reading, bringing dreams to you.
And there you have it, a song written entirely using artificial intelligence about the North Carolina Reading Service. Once again, I would like to thank Sean Keene of AI for the Blind for taking the time to talk with us. It was greatly appreciated. If you would like to learn more about AI for the Blind, they don't have a website yet, but you can go to their Facebook page. Go to Facebook and search AI for the Blind. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.